Thanks for tuning in to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. You know, finding a job these days is particularly difficult, especially for college students, and typically it has to do with training. Well, there is a new organization in town, a nonprofit organization, helping to address the unemployment crisis in the U.S. and to help out college kids at the same time. Here to talk about education at work is the chairman, CEO, and founder, David Daugherty. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin. You worked for Convergys, but as you were making a transition in your life, you came up with Education at Work. Where did Education at Work come from?
Well, as you said, I was CEO of Convergys, and our biggest business was a customer service business where we had employees providing customer service work for big companies. So really what Education at Work is all about is using that business model to actually create an opportunity for a student, for a college student. We only hire college students to do the work. It's a nonprofit organization, so all the extra money or profit that we generate goes into a tuition assistance fund so these students can earn up to another $6,000 a year in tuition assistance based on their grade point performance.
So it's more than just about learning about work. It's also making sure that the studies go well as well so that they're better prepared.
No question. They start at $9 an hour doing the job, doing the customer service job. In that job, they learn important skills. I mean, you learn how to communicate, how to sell, critical thinking, those kind of skills that really they can take with them for the rest of their career. But then on top of that, then we have the ability for them to earn additional monies and tuition assistance that, at the maximum rate is $6,000 a year. So effectively, between the base wage and the tuition assistance, it has the potential to be a $15 an hour job, which for a college student, there's not many jobs like that that have that kind of financial compensation, but also provide you the skills to make you, better and more employable. And for me, the ultimate goal of this organization is to, ultimate success will actually be getting these students, once they get their degree and once we've given them some job skills, ideally placed in full-time employment in many of the companies that we're doing work for. So we have two clients today right out of the gate, Macy's and Cincinnati Bell, both who have been tremendous supporters of the organization. And our goal is to try to become a talent pipeline to get these students eventually placed in opportunities in these companies.
Now, this was something that I think or feel came about because you saw a lot of these jobs for call centers and the like being outsourced.
Well, being outsourced and unfortunately, the industry that I helped grow migrate to other countries. So many of these jobs have gone to the Philippines and India. And it's great that we've done that, but I think we need to be creating jobs back here. The beauty of what we've been able to develop here with Education at Work is actually the price that a Macy's or Cincinnati Bell pays. We charge everyone $18 an hour. That's essentially the same price those companies today pay to have work done in India or the Philippines. So these companies now can spend that same money, bring it back here, help create a job for a college student, get even better service for their customer base, and everybody wins.
Well, I think I read on your website, you note there are some 25 million people unemployed in the country, 3 million jobs looking for people,
yes.
And a big section of that unemployed population tends to be the college students who don't necessarily have these skills. So it seems like Education at Work is kind of a win-win, both for the student and for our economy here in the U.S.
Oh, no question. And as I was developing the concept, I went out and talked to many major companies, ultimately, that wanted to be potential customers of the organization. And I heard time and again that, unfortunately, many of our students, even that are graduating, still don't have the skills that they need to actually get employed in those 3 million jobs. They need, better communication skills, writing communication, selling, critical thinking, being part of a team, all of which we teach in that customer service job. So we're very focused on, you need to do this work well for the client that you're working on today, but you're developing a skill base that's going to make you more employable down the road by doing this job. So that's what we're kind of continuing to emphasize with these students as we develop them.
Now, you're based here in Cincinnati, but actually trying to expand this out. You mentioned Macy's and Cincinnati Bell here in Cincinnati, and another great way that we can keep a lot of this young talent here in our community.
Yes.
But really, you're hoping this will become something much bigger.
Oh, no question. And we have a headquarters, our headquarters facilities in Norwood today. As we expand here in the Cincinnati region, we envision having locations on or near most all the major colleges around this region. I believe we actually have the potential to employ up to 5,000 students in this region alone,
wow.
Which, in my view, would make a huge dent in our, over time in our education level in the community, and then in turn the income production in the community, which will make it a better place for companies to look at in terms of attraction and those kind of things. But you're exactly right. We want to get it right here, and then we want to take it to every city around the country. There's 12 million college students today in the United States that are working in some form or fashion. So even if 1% of them end up working for us as we expand nationally, that's 120,000 students that we potentially have the ability to help. So I think, we can help fix a lot of the problems here in Cincinnati, but I think we could actually have the potential down the road to be able to solve even the bigger problems on a national basis.
Well, you talked about the GPA. Tell us about recruiting some of these workers. And the benefits, you mentioned they get paid $9 an hour,
yes,
and then have a possibility of tuition help as well throughout the year. But go from the beginning. What do you do to find one of these workers?
Well, great question. And fortunately, again, all the university presidents and the folks at the universities have been very supportive that we've gone and talked to, because they've got the issue. Many students start and then can't continue on through year two, three, and four, and a big chunk of that is related to financial issues.
Oh, yes, cost.
So the colleges have been tremendously supportive in actually giving us access to students that they wouldn't normally give to an employer. So we've been able to get into forums, get even actually into some classrooms. Some of the early students working for us now are going into classrooms and talking about the experience they have at Education at Work. We've done everything we can. We have a T-shirt. We have backpacks with our brand on it so that those students that are working for us are helping us kind of be advocates on the campus. But we're out at all the major universities and two-year and four-year around the region aggressively recruiting with our folks on the ground trying to get students to, look at this as an option. Then there's an online process that they have to go through. It takes about 45 minutes. It's tough. It asks a lot of questions. It takes a voice sample. You have to listen to some of the calls so you get a sense for the job. And, then you have to pass through that. And, one out of three or so students actually get through that. So, and then after that, you have two in-person interviews. So, I mean, it's a job you have to earn. It's not something that, everybody is going to get the opportunity to do. You got to kind of prove that you can do the job and do it well.
And that's important, because I do believe even college graduates don't have a feel for what it takes to go and get a job, and going through that process alone.
What do you do when you apply? Exactly right. I mean, it's a process really that any major employer would put them through. And then, as I said earlier, again, we want to, once they are working for us for a period of time, we want to provide them help in resume writing and a lot of the things you need to do to get ready for those interviews down the road. I think, again, we can help them take some of the skills and some of they've learned and put it then translated into resumes and how to conduct themselves in interviews, and provide them that, that assistance as they look for full-time employment once they get their degree and complete with us.
And, of course, a lot of the talk these days is college students graduating with a fair amount of debt, and this certainly helps relieve a little of that burden.
Well, and it's dangerous to use averages, but the average cost of a four-year public institution today is a little over $17,000 a year. The average student gets about $6,000 in scholarship or grant assistance. So you're trying to fill a gap of about $11,000, which between the base wage of our job, students can make somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a year, plus the tuition assistance. So even if you're not knocking the ball out of the park and you're getting B averages, which isn't bad, but yeah, but a B average would get you $3,000 in tuition assistance from us, which means we fill the entire gap between the base wage of the job and the tuition assistance. So conceivably, we can help these students actually get through 4 years of school and have no debt, when the average student today is graduating with more than $25,000 in debt.
And do you adapt for, knowing that these kids are in college, school, have the demands for their academic work, how does Education at Work work around kind of those hours?
Oh, it's great. We're very flexible in terms of the training. We lay out for them what they need to to accomplish in training, and then we're very flexible about when we offer the training classes, either day or night, depending on their schedule. And then once they are ready to move into actual production and doing the job post-training, we're very flexible about the hours.
Sort of wish this was around when I was in college.
Me too.
David Doherty, the chairman, CEO, and founder of Education at Work. You can find out more about Education at Work if you're a parent or a student and want to learn more about relieving some of that college debt in today's economy. You can find a link to Education at Work's website through our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again, Dave.
Thank you.